This one is not a decrease.
Missed any of the action?
This one hit really, really well to deep left field. Austin Hedges. Car!
This is the Padres Rewind. You'll hear from Andy Green. We'll take you to the booth. And Rich Herrera will give you all the highlights from the game.
You know what you got here, don't you? A ball game.
Now, let's send it to the booth for the postgame report.
Thanks, Chris. First game goes to the Giants 8-0. The Padres get shut out. They out-hit the Padres, Bob Scanlon, by 17-8. And you know what? We talk about this all the time, how the starting pitching really sets the tone for a ball game. And for today, tonight's game, Jordan Lyles, 4 2/3, a lot of deep counts. The Giants got to him early, 3 1/1, just couldn't get it going, Bob.
Yeah, he had his troubles early on, and I still go back to the third at-bat of the ballgame, Mud, where Denard Span put together a solid long at-bat, and it just seemed to put some pressure on Lyles. And we've talked about this before. When your pitch count goes up in that first inning, and you're forced to start going to your off-speed pitches on all your secondary stuff early in the ballgame, it just put a lot of pressure on him, and it eventually got to him. Two-out damage was really the downfall. 3 runs in the first, again in the fourth inning, 4 more runs on 2-out damage, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's all about starting pitching.
Speaking of starting pitching, on the Giants side of the ledger, Chris Stratton, 6 2/3, 7 hits, good outing for the youngster, making his 11th big league start.
No question about it. I was impressed with how he was able to use his fastball to all 4 parts of the strike zone to keep the Padres from leaning out over, and then he complemented it with a nice curveball and just kept the Padres off pace, both in and out and back and forth.
And then the Padres, you know, there were some positives. When you look at the bullpen, the one thing that comes out, you know, Corey Mazzoni, he's been roughed up. He did pitch an inning. He got an inning of work. He didn't give up any runs. I mean, if there's going to be anything positive, you know, the bullpen, they gave up 1 run. That's one thing to look at.
No question about it. And let's face it, a lot of these guys are fighting for jobs for next year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Andy Green has said, look, everybody is up for grabs. We're not handing anything out coming into spring training. In the bullpen, these guys are fighting for leaving a good last impression.
Bob, it was a lot of fun tonight. Thanks a lot.
Mud loved it. Great job over there, buddy.
Chris Ello, back to you, my friend.
Ball game over. So what happened?
Did you hear it?
Hear what?
Take a listen, Padres fans. It's time for the post-game highlights on FM 94.9 Padres Radio.
Yes, indeed. Chris Ello back with you in our Padres studios. You know, if the rules of baseball said you only had to get 2 outs per inning, Giants and Padres would still be playing right now, because every run that was scored in this game tonight was scored with 2 outs, and all of them, unfortunately, were scored by the Giants. It started in the first inning. 2 outs, runners at first base. Buster Posey at the plate. Time to strike.
Off-speed pitch, driven to center field. Manuel Margot going back. He's at the track. It's over his head. Joe Panic round second. He'll round third. He'll score easily. And Buster Posey with a 2-out RBI double here in the bottom of the first. The Giants are the first on the board. They lead 1-0.
Yeah, good call there by Mudcat, Mark Grant. Buster Posey would do a lot of that tonight. Right after his RBI double, still 2 outs, a run in, and it was Brandon Crawford's turn.
Breaking ball, got in on him. Asuaje going back, leaps, it's going to go in there for a base hit. Rounding third is Posey. He scores the second run for San Francisco. Giants lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Brandon Crawford also had a big night. We'll total up for you shortly. But he would come around to score with 2 outs because the Panda came through with a clutch hit.
Here's the 0-2 to Sandoval. Ripped down the first baseline. It's fair. It's going to be extra bases. Crawford rounds second. He's heading for third. Phil Nevin is sending him. No play at the plate. He slides, and it's airmail to the screen from Will Myers. Pablo Sandoval drives in a run with a double. Giants 3, Padres nothing.
Yes, all of that with 2 outs, and that's the way the first inning ended. Padres' best chance, maybe their only chance to score really tonight, came in the top of the third. Myers singled with 2 outs. Solarte doubled. Myers appeared to score easily from third base, but misjudged his slide is all I can really think of. He just didn't touch home plate. He beat the play, but just didn't touch the plate. And they tagged him out, and that kept the Padres from scoring. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Giants would put this game away, and they did it all again with 2 outs. First up, Joe Panic.
Lyles 3-1. Line drive into right field. Base hit. Could be extra bases as Hunter Renfro is going to have to play it off the wall. Pence scores easily. And Joe Panik has himself a 3-for-3 night. And gives the Giants a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yes, those are the golden tones of Bob Scanlon right there on the call. And then Buster Posey, who had an RBI double in the first with two outs, decided to do it again in the fourth.
3-2 swung on, driven down the left field line. It is going to be into the stands on a ground rule double. It bounces over the fence. And at first I thought it might have had a chance of getting over the fence, but it hits the warning track, bounces into the stands. Ground rule double, that will score Panic. Denard Span is going to be sent back to third base, and that is going to be the night for Jordan Lyles as Andy Green slowly heads out to the mound.
And it was 5-0 San Francisco. Jordan Lyles did leave, but more damage would be charged to Jordan Lyles because with second and third and two outs, Brandon Crawford came through again.
Graff checks the runner at second base, now delivers home, 2-2 pitch. Line drive right back up the middle for a base hit. Span will score. They're going to send Posey. He will score. And the Padres now trail this one 7-0.
Those two runs were charged to Lyles, so 3 2/3 innings, 7 runs allowed by the Padres starter. Giants got one more run in this game in the sixth inning. Guess what? They got it with two outs, and guess what? They got it with another double by Buster Posey.
Hedges sets up on the outside corner. He misses his spot. Fastball down the middle, driven towards the right center field gap, and it's going to be extra bases for the third time tonight for Buster Posey. Hunter Pence is being sent around to score, and Posey cruises into second base with a third double of the evening, and the Giants now have an 8-0 lead.
And mercy, that was it. 8-0 the final. San Francisco wins it tonight. You total it all up. Joe Panik tonight, 4-for-5 with an RBI. Buster Posey, 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. And Brandon Crawford, 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Those three guys combined to go 10-for-14 with 7 RBIs. And every single one of those hits and RBIs came with 2 outs tonight. 8 runs, 17 hits for the Giants in all. They stranded 10. No runs, 8 hits for the Padres. They stranded 8. As we said, the Padres batted 1-for-15 tonight with runners on base. Chris Stratton went 6 2/3 innings. He got the victory, the first of 4 Giants to combine on this shutout. Stratton is 4-4. Jordan Lyles, the loser, 1-5. 39,863 in San Francisco tonight.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Padres Rewind podcast. Let's hear what the skipper, Andy Green, had to say, courtesy of our friends at Fox Sports San Diego on Padres Live.
It was a battle. I think it's kind of been the case with him as he fights out there. It's the struggle to end at-bats. He's made good pitches. They foul him off. Then he gets a little too much plate, and they put it in play. I don't think he got crushed. I thought we had the opportunity to catch a couple balls. We didn't, but... for me, I think it comes down to like helping him find a pitch to end at bats, I think, is the real challenge, and that's been the next step for him.
What's he showing you this time here?
You look at the stuff, and you can see that it can compete and that it's good. It just seems like hitters are getting decent looks at him. The velocity's there. He spins the ball. He's got a changeup. It's just not playing. The package isn't playing like you need it to in order to be a consistent major league starter. Now, stuff's there. You look at adding some deception, trying a few other things to help him take a step forward. But I mean, he's given us everything he's had. He's pitched as aggressively as he can, just hasn't been able to have results.
You talked about giving away team identity after the last series. What did you think of the effort tonight?
Yeah, it's a frustrating game. I think kind of been the theme over the last 4 games. You get down early, and you get down big relatively early. We have that play at the plate where Solarte doubles off the wall. We have the chance to score there. I think that changes momentum if you push a run across right there, and then you got a guy on second base. Just missed home plate. I mean, it really comes down to that with the slide. So I think it's tough when you get down repetitively and you get down big repetitively. I just want to see the guys bounce back in the next 2 days.
Manny's been overall solid in center field. He seems to have some trouble with balls that maybe he should one-hand when he tries to two-hand them. Is that something that he might need to work on going forward?
Yeah, I think especially up by the wall. It's just really hard to go into the wall with 2 hands to catch a baseball. You just have to allow yourself the freedom to go up with 1. And we were talking about that on the bench today as we go into the offseason for him. That's definitely a focal point for us.
People will say he didn't touch on play on that play. Is that...
He thought he did. He thought he touched it. He thought he went over the corner of the plate. There was no conclusive angle is what I think it came down to. It was close enough that it was worth a challenge. It clearly beats the ball to the plate, but looks like it's tough sliding into the plate. Like, if you push your ankle down to make sure your foot gets down, that's when guys snap their ankles. So he's going to be sure he goes over with his heel and catches it with his heel, and it was too close for that.
That can go, and it does.
Thanks for tuning into the Padres Rewind.
This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at Padres Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Padres Radio Network. And for all things Padres, go to PadresRadio.com.